Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Tub. You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
It's a retake.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Kyle. I'm here with A-Rod, man. They want to kill him, screaming everybody. Yankees suck! Yankees suck! Are you happy that you didn't get traded to the Yankees?
Hey, Don't answer that, Schroeder.
I'm really happy to be here. I'll tell you that. I'm really happy to be here.
Boy, that's the best answer you've given all year.
Would have stirred up Ortiz.
That was Frank Thomas. Yeah, very happy to be here. He was. It looked like he didn't want to be there. He basically told you he didn't want to be there.
He wanted to be in one of those Flutie commercials too in the new Genesis.
You know what he was probably upset about? That Daisy's is gone. That's probably what Frank Thomas is upset about.
He's a Daisy's guy?
Daisy guy.
That's where I met my wife.
Daisy's guy. Yeah. Everybody was a Daisy's guy. Yeah. Every ball player that came to town went to Daisy's.
I remember that's the first time I met Shaq was at Daisy's.
See?
Your favorite guy I ever saw at Daisy's?
Who?
The Sticky Bandits. The hell's his name? He was in Celtic. He was filming
Daniel
Celtic.
Daniel Stern.
He saw him at Daisy's.
And I saw, like, all we talked about was Home Alone.
Daisy's.
And like, I did this. I cornered Cuba Gooding Jr. out of the Super Bowl 1 year. I was like, show me the money. Do it. Show me the money. And then we were talking about the Sticky Bandits. Like, who came up with the name? Like, and he's like, no, it was in a script.
I thought you were in Celtic Pride.
I was in Celtic Pride. I was extra in the background.
Peas and carrots?
Yeah. So it was filmed at the Roxy, and like one of the scenes in Celtic Pride, in the background, they said
Roxy.
Talk to each other, but just say, keep saying peas and carrots, peas and carrots, peas and carrots. So you can see people's mouths moving in the back, but not necessarily we're not telling you what to say, but peas and carrots.
And to be a rebel, so would name all kinds of other vegetables to keep it
green
going.
Green beets.
Broccoli.
Gronkowski would have been good for that role.
Broccoli.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Peas and carrots.
Cauliflower.
Spinach.
Arugula.
Potatoes. Tomato. What's tomato? Is that a fruit? That's a veggie.
Green beans.
Peas.
Summer squash.
You just start naming all the nuts.
Zucchini.
Just name all the nuts. Peanut. Pine nut.
Macadamia.
Nut, pistachio nut.
Coconut.
Bob in Maine.
Bob. Yes.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Bob.
It's a long distance call there from great state of Maine.
Yes. Hey, this is questions for Zoe. Zoe, let me ask you something. How important are the assistant coaches? I mean, the team just seems so unorganized right now. Special teams are messing up on punts. The offensive line, I'm sure they miss Scar and whatever, but the offensive line looks terrible. The defense, I mean, you got Belichick's kid there. I mean, Zoe, you played the game. How important are these assistant coaches?
Yeah, they're pretty important. I mean, positional coaches, right? No, they're vital. Absolutely vital.
And the Patriots have taken a huge hit on this front in recent years. They've lost a lot of coaches.
Stripped down. You got to reload. They've had to do that. You know, when Bill lost Romeo and Charlie and those guys, like, you got to re-rack it. You bring in guys like Josh. You bring in guys like Billy. You've had your D coordinators. Well, that's the thing. You never had the D coordinator tag there. But the buck stops with Bill. It's Bill's decisions to go for it. It's Bill's decisions to kick it. They stress special teams more so than anybody. They keep more core special team players than any other team in the league. And it's inexcusable to have two block punt in the first month of the season. Inexcusable. When's it going to stop? Like, your best player last year was Jake Bailey. Guy's an old pro. How the hell are they blocking his kicks? Why are you getting middle pressure? Why are you running players on, snapping their chin strap up? You know, as you're indecisive as to, what are we going to do? We do a punt return. We got a punt block on. What are we doing here? Are we going to go for it? You know, there's too much indecision in those short yardage situations. Is, okay, do we have the right personnel group on? And you got to, is it on Cam Accord? Is it on the special teams coach? What does it happen when, you know, Brad Seeley was here? Scar used to coach special teams. You know, sometimes special teams meetings are tough because guys don't want to play it. And sometimes you're required to. You know, it's like the Gronkowski on the up back thing, breaks the arm. Like, most starters don't like playing special teams, but it's required here. That's inexcusable, having two punts blocked this early in the year, six games in. Tell me the last time you had a damn punt blocked. Doesn't happen here. That's the stuff that's alarming. That's like, whoa, that's egregious. So, yeah, they're important.
Let's go to, let me see here. Just want to make sure we're getting all the people who've been waiting. Joe in Pittsfield. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. I got a question about where the adjustments are during the game, like with the offensive line to help them out, because it seems like the time that the quarterback guy, Jones, got hammered, yep, at one time, they changed their offensive play calling to run the ball. Where is the adjustments coming off when they get off the field to help him so they can throw the ball more? This team should be 4-2, at least, 4-2, right with Buffalo. I think they're that good enough. But I just think the adjustments are not being made, and I'm just wondering about what you think about it. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Joe. I think that sort of follows up on what we're talking about with coaching.
I mean, and I think it's part personnel, too. Like, are your tackles good enough? You don't think they tried to rotate tackles in once they started figuring out that, oh, man, Kajus doesn't have it today? Next thing you know, you got a Wenu sitting out there on right tackle, and that guy hasn't even taken reps this year. He's coming off COVID list. That's how desperate they were. They threw a guy coming off the COVID list out there at right tackle without any reps. Then they start bringing an eligible guy in. They brought three tackles in. N'Keal Harry, and they tried. They tried to do it. And, hey, that running set, you said it yesterday, gained 5.8 per carry. So at least there's your adjustment. There's your seeing something. But all that stuff affects your decision-making, too. Like, why are you calling timeouts down a goal line if you're not going to go for it with a minute and 21 left? Reese brought up a good point. The last three times Mac Jones had the ball with either a minute and a half, 2 minutes, 2:21, all he was 3-for-3 with three field goals. Jets game, Saints game, and I think, was it Miami or Tampa? I'm not sure. But he drove them down for three field goals, 3-for-3, when they elected to push it with under 2 minutes left. Like, he could handle that situation, but the problem was they had offensive line issues, and he got crushed. You had the holding call on Ferentz a series or two before, and the script flip. That should have been 21-7 game. That ended up 14-10 there at the half. So that all affects all of your decisions that you're making there. Now we just got to go away and re-rack it, regroup, because we're getting our ass kicked on offense right now. I think that's really why he didn't try to push it there. Like, in the back of his mind, like, maybe we could get 2.5 minutes, but they didn't. You had, like, what, 121? You're sitting there thinking, okay, this kid's getting his ass kicked. We need to get in, adjust, figure out what we're going to do offensively with the line, and let's go in, regroup for 12 minutes and take a 14-10 lead. Take a 14-10 lead. I think that was the score at halftime, 14-10. You're winning. But that whole sequence, man, that game changed on the Ferentz hold, because that would have been 21-7. And who knows what this Cowboy team would have done there, 21-7.
Brandon Boston, what's your suggestion for the coaching staff?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my phone call. So, you know, I'm tired of this still bland offense and defense, man, this team got going on. You know, the coaching's bad. You know, there's nothing wrong with bringing in someone new that has a new way of thinking, a new philosophy. And I think you should bring in a guy like Ryan Day from Ohio State. I mean, in 2020, he's 16-1, 10-0, the Big Ten conference games. Number one college football parents, playoff appearance in 2019, Big Ten championship 2019. He grew up here in New Hampshire.
Big Ten media guy there?
What role?
Played linebacker.
What role are you going to have him in when he gets here?
He's going to be the head coach of the.
Okay.
They're not going to do that right now. That's for sure. That's not going to happen.
You think you don't think Ohio State will let him out of his contract? I don't know. Give a shot, right?
I don't know how some of those college deals work with promotions to the NFL. I'm sure there's.
I mean, Ed Ogeron's going to be available at the end of the year.
Bring him in here. We're going to take the philosophy.
I have some free time on my hands.
Tell you what, that Friday meal, we're not going to do that Papagino anymore. We're going to bring in the Popeyes.
Finally get around and clean up the area around the swamp, the house, clean things up, do some yard work, you know.
I'll change them uniforms, though. We'll change uniforms.
I have all kinds of shrimp.
When did it start going bad for him? When they were out in UCLA and he was cracking on the...
Look at you and your girly blue color. Bring your girly blue, sissy blue uniform down here.
Hey, we're practicing here.
That guy had Joe Burrow, won the Heisman, big swing, and you know what, Joe, won the Heisman. That team was unstoppable.
Yeah, you know what happened?
They loaded up in their facility. Their facility's gorgeous, their locker room.
They lost their quarterback. This is what happens when teams lose their quarterback. They eventually lose their coaches.
How do you not recruit it?
It's a trend in football.
How does a high school quarterback not want to go to LSU after Joe Burrow? Tell me that. Like, how do you not recruit the next best kid?
We wanted to get bigger. I'll stop.
Hey, stop the ball. Stop the drill. I'm having a press conference.
That's a guy that knows that he's got control of everything.
Stop the damn drill. Gotta get control of some of the food up here. I tell you, where's the Raising Cane's? I've only seen one at the airport. We're at a food court. Any more Raising Cane's? The New Orleans style fast food up and down
Route
1.
Did you see that Raising Cane's? I saw a story on them the other day. I don't think I had ever really heard of them.
You serious?
I really didn't know about
it. No, are they opening up?
They're going through a massive expansion, so they made all their corporate, you know, white-collar workers go work in the restaurants so they could facilitate the expansion. They want to grow by, like, 25% this year or something. I just read a story on some business website.
I like Cajun food.
I've never been there. What do they serve?
They must
chicken
serve
fingers. That's what they're known for, chicken fingers.
Jambalaya?
I don't.
Gotta have jambalaya. Red beans and rice.
Jambalaya at a fast food restaurant?
My wife brought me red beans and rice yesterday from Popeyes. It was so freaking good. I haven't had it in a while.
More on that quarterback thing. When you lose your quarterback, you then soon thereafter lose your coach. Could happen here. You never know. It's happened many other places. I'll explain next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zone Beatles.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There it goes. Adios, way out of here. Martinez with a shot. It's 11-3.
We're going to replicate right now. By the way, great home run there. Double there. Which one did you play?
J.D. home run.
Oh, J.D. home run.
That was an A-Rod home run.
Ankle looks good, by the way.
A-Rod type.
The ankle looks healed, looks healthy.
Yeah.
Ball came off the bat nicely on that home run. Actually, by J.D.
His numbers are sick. Do you know he's played 20 playoff games here?
Well, yeah, he was here 2 years ago. That's not a surprising number to me.
Me and Milliken have been talking about this. Do you think the injury actually helped him?
In what way?
What's it?
Give me the theory.
I heard this. I heard this nonsense.
I came up with it.
Get away.
No, you didn't. Well, you weren't the first one to say it.
Can we hear it?
No, you didn't.
the weight coming off the ankle.
I was going to say that.
Oh,
you got to sit down.
I think he actually talked about it. Did he not?
Beetle, you're right.
Yeah, he agrees with you. Yeah. This is not a theory. This is something he actually talked about.
He's got to stay back on his back foot longer.
But Tom, so we were talking about this back when the Alex Speer article came out in September, when he was, you know, he was admitting he hasn't been as good as he was the first 2 months of the season, and he was talking about the issues he's had with his ankle going back to the injury in the 2018 World Series.
Yeah,
but you look at him now. Before, his bottom half looked terrible when he was swinging in September, when he was just so inconsistent.
Yep.
The way he's swinging the bat right now, we haven't seen this JD Martinez since 2018.
Okay.
It's incredible to watch, and I think Tom's right. It looks like whatever he had to rework there with his mechanics, it's gotten his feet right again.
Are you still trading him away at the end of the year, Milliken? You've been trying to trade him.
I'm still up in the air. If I have to pick between him and Kyle Schwarber, I'm still leaning Kyle Schwarber.
Until JD hits his next home run.
And listen, at this point...
He might opt out.
Yeah, he's making $19 million, and he's having one of the best postseasons we've ever seen.
Ortiz, I thought, talked about this, too, towards the end when his feet started to break down. Right, the preparation to get ready, how early he had to get to the park, and how sort of had to change his stance and, you know, sit back in it.
Yeah, he was working with the training staff. They have inserts in his, like, cleats now because he was having issues, like, elevating with his feet and stuff like that. It's been a real struggle for him. So, whatever this is, it got him back on track.
So, what you just played is the sixth inning home run by J.D. Martinez, which he hit on the second pitch of the at-bat. One of my sort of funny things that happened there that I enjoyed was seeing him go to his iPad, which we have often mocked him for during his time in Boston, him and his iPad. See what he did? They changed pitchers, and he went right to the iPad. They were in the middle of the pitching change, and he's in the dugout scrolling through the iPad, I assume pulling up video or pulling up charts or pulling up his data on the guy coming into the game.
Hey, whatever works.
And then on the second pitch, he hits a home run. I'm not mocking the iPad. I haven't mocked the iPad in a very long time, maybe since last season when he didn't have it and he was crying about it. No more mocking of the iPad. Get everybody an iPad. And try not to cheat with them, Alex Cora, okay? I know they're into using technology in various ways. But no more mocking of the iPads. Not allowed. That's off limits. He went right to the iPad. He goes to the plate, hits a home run on the second pitch. That was ridiculous. It was great. And he could opt out. He could be opting out. He could be a free agent. If he does opt out, do you spend that money on Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah. And
I don't see why not.
Why not? He likes being here. I mean, you talk about a likable guy that he's taking this Waltham thing and just running with it. Hey, man, I grew up in Ohio. I'm from, like, the middle of Ohio.
Yep.
Carrabas sent this thing. Yeah, I'll wear it. Go Hawks. How's he not likable? How do you not like this to have this guy around? Just clutch. Right, Milliken? Got to give it to you on that one, man.
Proven postseason performer, and just 28 years old.
You talk about just making sure I didn't want to pop it up. Just wanted to get the ball up in the air just to sack fly. It's a bit of a freaking grand slam.
Red Sox stats had it. He showed the difference between the lineup before he arrived and after. He's been huge in that dugout. He's been huge just in terms of planning and game planning against pitchers. Every single article you read right now, he's the first name mentioned. You have to give him his credit. The guy's a hitting guru in his own way.
It's like you almost got a pitch around him. Go ahead.
All right, I was just going to get to this, and that is to go back to that point about quarterbacks and head coaches. Think of all the good teams that have had good quarterbacks where once the quarterback is either no longer playing well or is done or is elsewhere, where it results in the head coach eventually being out the door soon thereafter.
I mean, Miami for how many years? Once Marino left, they still trying to find the guy, right? I always bring up that.
No, but I'm talking about the head coach leaving. Like, for example, Green Bay won with Brett Favre. And then when things started to go downhill a little bit, Holmgren was out of there.
Yeah.
When maybe they weren't having the same exact level of success. Tom Coughlin in New York, once Eli started to go downhill and they started losing. Out the door. He was done. Tom, who else do we think of today? We were just doing this, sitting around shooting the breeze about it.
Who have you said so far?
I just was saying Holmgren, Tom Coughlin. When the quarterback play goes downhill, so does the coach. He gets the boot.
Said we could see it happening to Sean Payton soon.
Yep. Think Payton is for long in
Denver.
New Orleans?
Denver's a good one.
Denver after Manning?
Yeah.
Indy after Manning?
And Denver after even Elway with Shanahan. He was eventually out there, and he was like a god there.
Yeah.
Peyton after Indy. Just feels like there's sort of like this natural thing that happens.
It's not, yeah, it's not long after.
Who survives the quarterback? Who survives a great quarterback for years after the quarterback is gone? We tried to come up with an example. We couldn't really think of one.
Nothing recent, anyways.
Shanahan might be the best example of it because he was there. What was the last year of Elway was 98? Right?
Yeah.
Did he coach Greasy?
His final year in Denver was 01. Shanahan's final year. And so he had 3 years without Elway. He lasted 3 years post-Elway. He didn't make it to the end of Marino. Was he out before that?
Yeah, Jimmy had him. Yeah, I was Danny. My last year was Danny.
And they got smoked in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
63-7.
Whew. Not good.
Yeah.
It's just
that damn broke.
I don't know who that guy is. How long was trying to think. We'll figure it out. We'll eventually maybe come up with one.
Maybe.
You're right, exactly. Maybe.
So Belichick might pass Shula, but he might not do it here.
Well, sort of a different thing to think about.
We just threw that in there, huh?
Yeah. Really did.
Hey, there it is.
There it is again. 617-779-0985. Tom and Quincy has something on the Red Sox. Hey, Tom.
Boys, place was absolutely bonkers last night. Great game. Listen, I'm trying to gear up for tomorrow night, and then I realized the game's at freaking 5 o'clock.
Damn right.
Sure is. Great start
is
time.
That?
Perfect.
Love that.
Terrible start time.
No.
Hard disagree. No. Hard disagree, Tom.
It's going to be 74 and sunny. It's a perfect start time tomorrow.
Still going to get over at 11.
Not only that, it's playoff baseball. They have those wacky start times that have historically been great.
Shut the city down.
There is a little bit of that when this happens.
Check out, man. Get out work early.
Doesn't L.A. play the first game today? So it's a 2 o'clock game out there.
Oh, well.
Daytime baseball. There's nothing wrong with daytime baseball on a weekday. There's no issue
with that.
See
the ball better.
Do you?
I would think so.
Depending on what ballpark you're in.
Yeah, true.
So, yes, come on. 5 o'clock start time. What if the Red Sox are in a position to win the series tomorrow, though, with a 5 o'clock start time? Shut it down.
Shut down
the city.
Yep. Strap on.
Let's go to Andrews. And hold on one second. Andrew, you there?
Hello.
In Warwick?
Hey, what's up? Hey. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
First time caller, man, and I've been watching the Pats for a long time. Love Brady on Sundays, but I'll tell you what, Belichick can't draft stud receivers, and he can't breed them. He's not a Pittsburgh coach. That Tomlin guy breeds receivers. You see Antonio Brown still doing it?
Yes.
You see Emmanuel Sanders last night still doing it?
Yeah.
Who's still doing it for a Patriots receiver? Nobody. Belichick clips the guy's wings.
Well, it's not Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's not the GM in Pittsburgh. I've always said it. Like, if you want to draft receivers, go get the guy from Pittsburgh. And just have him pick your guys. They just reload. That's all they do. Santonio Holmes, Plaxico Burress, you know, Hines Ward. I mean, look at the guys they've had to come through there. Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, Claypool now. Like, yeah, the kid from Notre Dame. It's a good pick.
Who's the guy that went to Miami after Pittsburgh? Who was that?
Mike Wallace. And he was in Philly too, right? Yeah. Another burner. Like, have they ever missed on a guy?
No, they just draft these receivers. And sometimes they're not great after they leave Pittsburgh.
Heath Miller, Jesse James. Tight ends, too.
Like, Mike Wallace was never as good elsewhere as he was in Pittsburgh.
He made a lot of money, but yeah.
But Antonio Brown is still doing it. Yep.
I stand by the Antonio Brown statement. He's the best in the game when he's right. His footwork is impeccable. His body control and putting the hands out at the last second and not just catching it in your body, he plucks the football with his fingers. You hear it. Like, that's what you want in a guy. Smooth as silk with his feet, break someone's ankles, body control to separate. You know, guy's good at what he does. Is he an a-hole? Yeah, probably. I don't know him. But, yeah, people don't like him, but he can play.
617-779-0985. Thoughts on the Red Sox going into their game tonight? Against the Astros. Obviously other things that we have going on here related to the Patriots and last night's Monday Night Football finish.
Oh, we got to get to that.
If I get to that, we can do that coming up as well.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, quick correction. Mike Shanahan was in Denver until 08.
So he had Jake Plummer then, right?
Yeah, he did. And he was also the coach on the opposite side in those great Patriots Denver things, you know, whether it be the intentional safety
the
Watson game with Champ Bailey. He was the coach in those games.
Yeah.
Like, who else would it be? So that's a mistake on our part. He survived. That's him. Okay, that's a good comp. Mike Shanahan.
And Bill loves Shanahan.
Yeah, they're very, very tight. They respect one another quite a bit. So there's a guy. There's a guy who survived losing the franchise quarterback in John Elway and bounced back. So after Elway, the year after Elway, he went 6-10. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
7-9 is better, but he went 6-10 the year after that. But he only went above 500 one time in the next 4 years after Elway, and it was the year 2000 when they went 11-5 that year. In 2000, they went 11-5, and their quarterback that year was, you could think of this if you think for a moment.
Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you mention him?
Yeah, I said that before the break. Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he went 11-5 with Greasy.
Greasy lost his Super Bowl ring on the beach down in Lauderdale, I think, and somebody found it. Got
the
it back.
What was he doing wearing his Super Bowl ring to the beach?
Well, you go in the water, you take it off because you won't get all scratched up. Leave it on the beach, like, oh crap, it wasn't sand. The thing got down in there. I think he did. I remember that weird story back in the day.
That is a weird story. So, Brian Greasy, he was a high pick, was he not, when he came out of
third round, I think, Michigan?
Third round?
If I remember. I don't.
Now I want to know when he was picked.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he was a first rounder.
He was not a first rounder.
Okay.
I think he was third round.
I have it here. Hold on. Yeah. We're doing this on the fly. Good good memories, though. Yeah. Third round, 91st overall. Yeah, of the 1998 draft.
Remember those picks and money, and you kind of slat it. And
focusing on the money.
Brad Johnson. Look at that guy.
Yeah, I think Mac Jones is better than Brian Greasy.
I agree. Yeah.
So that should give some hope right there.
Brent, that's a good, yeah.
Yeah, Brent Shrewsbury. What do you think, Brian Greasy or Mac Jones?
Mac Jones. I wanted to talk about that arm talent conversation you guys were having. And what did Rex say in NFL Hose? That guy's a weirdo. But
pea shooter.
Quickly, super quickly first. Yeah, that one too. Schwarber. That guy's got like the biggest trapezius muscles I've seen on a baseball guy since the steroid era. What does he deadlift, like 575? And Kendrick Bourne's interview was honestly uplifting. Like, his optimism was awesome. Like, not just what he said, how he said it, but for a Pats fan, I liked Kendrick Bourne a lot. So, Mac's arm. What Rex said is true when he's on the move, or his protection is awful, which right now his protection's awful, but if Mac could have a pocket where he could do that three-step drop, scooch up, I think his arm talent is more than sufficient, but not without protection, and that's...
Yeah.
I mean, there you go.
Oh, Brent, you gotta see this blitz that Dallas ran on Mac Jones on the Aguilar face mask play where they went up the sideline. People were bitching about him. They overloaded 5 to the left, stood up Gregory over the center, had no backers. I wonder what the hell call he would
overload.
Brent Shrewsbury. Overload left.
Overload.
Louie.
Yeah.
No ripping Liz there, man. You're not doing that. Mm-mm. Slide left.
What'd you make of the finish last Sunday, Monday Night Football?
I like the decision to go for it.
I don't hate it. Don't love the play.
And the reason I say
the
this,
idea of going for it.
You're the new up-and-coming sexy team in the AFC. You're the big, bad Buffalo Bills. You're there, and your quarterback gets upended on the sideline. They get the placement of the ball correct. It's fourth and short. Fourth and like a football. You got a 6'6", 255-pound quarterback that could run. He slipped. Now, to your point, I know you don't like the call, right? You didn't like the call on a quarterback sneak. I didn't have a problem with it. Because I think if he digs his foot in and gets in there, that guy could pick up half a yard. You're the big, bad Buffalo Bills. You go for the win there. You exert yourself. Your manliness.
Okay, but you got 22 seconds left on the clock. So if you do pick up the first down, how many shots at the end zone are you going to get before you end up settling for a field goal and forcing overtime anyway?
So here's the counterpoint. You lose the opening coin toss. I mean, you lose the overtime coin toss. Titans take the ball. Did they stop Derrick Henry in that game? No. Guy had three touchdowns. They couldn't stop him. Had no answer for Derrick Henry. As good as Buffalo's defense is against the run, no answer for Derrick Henry. So, like, go win the game there. That's what we want the Patriots to do, right?
Yeah, Patriots are in a different position than the Bills are.
That's why I think. But now, all of a sudden, that risk, that gamble, as bad as the Patriots season feels like it's going right now, you're two games out of first. You're two games behind Buffalo. Buffalo's 4-2. You're 2-4. Play them twice yet. Maybe there's a path. Felger said there's no path.
Okay, well, now you're going.
No, but I'm just.
Totally different conversation.
Part of the conversation because, like, now, okay.
Why?
So you had a chance to really separate yourself from the AFC East and other teams, you know, by winning there. That'd be a good win on the road for them. You're playing for overtime. There's no guarantee you could stop them and they don't score a touchdown, like running it down your throat.
Well, guess what? There's no guarantee you pick up the first down and then get in the end zone after that. Now you're asking yourself to do two things. You got to pick up the first down, and then you have to somehow get in the end zone, and you don't have any time.
Yeah.
By the time they got it over there, by the time they marked it down, it's going to be down to what, 15 seconds?
It guarantees only as good as what it says on the side of a box. Yeah.
I mean, it was half a yard.
Oh, it was inches.
It was half a yard. And I'm with you, though, when you say you don't know how many more plays and chances you're going to get that into the end zone, which is why I told Zoe this morning, I don't mind them going for it on fourth down there. What I do hate, though, is what they decided to run.
What?
Why are you trying to pick up the first down?
Why try and go for the end zone right there?
Try to score.
Just go to the end zone.
Run a play.
You're 2 yards out.
Don't run a play that gets you a half a yard or a yard.
Right.
Get you the play that gets you the 2 yards to the end zone.
The best way to fail in something like that is to try and just get enough.
Yeah, don't just get enough. Are you all in or not? Are you going for it or not? Because going for it there is like running a 2-point conversion play, right? You got to get it. You got to get it in the end zone. You got to score on that play. Forget trying to pick up the first down.
Right.
Then you have to run another short yardage play.
That makes sense.
You're just in the same spot.
That makes sense.
So run a play. Run something. And by the way, they had some good red zone scores last night. So run something that's going to result in you scoring.
Yeah.
They had a little razzle-dazzle on the 2-point conversion there. See that? A little trickery there.
But at the very least, give it to a running back and let him.
Great play. Love it.
At the very least, give it to a running back and let him go through the line as opposed to the what?
Nothing.
What?
No.
No, Jesus, what? Have your private conversation while you're on the
air. You like the play call.
Love the play call. Genius.
You like the play.
Great play.
What? What
Nothing.
Are you saying?
He wants to stop talking about it because he wants to keep that play secret.
Like that play.
You like the play where your quarterback takes it and slips and falls short?
No, the one
that
the double reverse pass.
Point conversion on that.
Whatever.
The double reverse pass.
So it's over here right now. This game plan.
Jesus Christ.
Stop talking about it. The opposing team might hear about it.
Yeah. Why doesn't Felger have fingers?
In the path to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Graphic? I don't know.
What are you getting lazy up for, Josh?
Because it's sort of It's what do you call those? Avatar type of thing? Yeah, that's why. Yeah, you know, they don't have fingers.
Hands look like potato chips.
How do you hold something? Yeah.
By the way, potato chips now available in the midday market, fully restocked today. Everything just $1.
Working on some signage for the midday market.
Very much. We are?
Yeah, I think we might have a company doing some signage for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have an update on something we discussed yesterday about the Patriots in not going for it. Doing the opposite of the Bills, not going for it. A coach today has spoken about some of those situations, more specifically before halftime. Tell you about that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How physically taxing against an offense like Dallas is it to defend that many plays and then go into overtime for a defense?
Yeah, I don't know. They're a good team, and that's what you got to do. Got to stop them.
We don't have the audio of it yet, but Josh McDaniels spoke with the media today. Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal tweeted out some of the quotes, a couple of back-to-back tweets. Writing on kneeling before the half, Josh McDaniels said he's never going to argue with the decisions made in those situations. Second tweet, Mark Daniels, at Mark Daniels PJ for Providence Journal. He wrote, on kneeling before the half and going forward on fourth down, Josh McDaniels was asked if it is 100% Bill Belichick's decision. McDaniels replied, sure. If he tells us to do anything, we're going to do it. Well, that's great. I mean, I get it. Who's in charge? You got to have someone who makes the final call and makes the decision. And what he decides is the final call. And you got to follow orders. He's the boss.
That's pretty clear right there.
But you're not going to argue with him? You're not going to make your case, plead your case? You could plead the case, can you not? Can you say, Bill, we rethink this? Can you reconsider? I think we should go for it here. It doesn't sound like that really happens. He's the boss.
Do you think it's true? You think he's giving you the full story?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's going to publicly put it out there if he did. Say, Bill, you sure you don't want to go for it here? And I don't think he's publicly going to say that. That's not a spot. That would drive Bill crazy.
Do you think they should have done anything there at the end of the second half?
Not the way it was trending right there. You got a 4-point lead. The way it was trending, what created confusion for me was using the timeouts before, you know, down at the goal line, because that means got me excited. They're trying to get the ball back. Then, you know, they got their ass kicked so bad, and they had offensive line issues that they wanted to get that square.
Why
did McCarthy call timeouts?
It's just that it's not. Hardy, I do have an issue with it because it's not as if it's...
Then why do you have the double score?
It's not 40 seconds. It was a full minute and a half that they had on the clock.
And then they did run a play. They give it to Harris and run him up the middle where it's like, well, it's all about protecting the ball. Really? That's how you're going to protect the ball? I mean, I like Damian Harris. There's no problem there, but you can cough the ball up real easily there.
I've been...
So you run him up the middle and then, 47 seconds, let's just kneel on it. It's 47 seconds. What are you doing? Run a couple of plays. See what happens. 14-10 against...
run a play at a buck 30, which was on the clock when you took over.
Run a real play there.
Run a real play there. Run some plays. I mean, you obviously believe, as we saw with this team going back a couple of weeks, that you think Nick Folk's range is 50-plus. You think it's beyond 50 yards.
Okay.
Why not get in position to extend that four-point lead to make it a full touchdown before the half?
So here's
that wasn't a possibility?
And everybody's like, oh, well, you don't trust your rookie quarterback in that situation. Well, okay, Mike Reese said that this morning, and it's really good by Reese.
Okay.
So there were three separate situations where Mac Jones had similar opportunities. First one against the New York Jets. Ball at the New England 35, 2 minutes left. So it's a two-minute warning. He moved them down for a field goal. Got a 49-yard field goal.
How about that? Close to 50-yard field goal with Nick Folk.
Against the Saints. Ball at the New England 25. A minute 44 left. Drove them down for a field goal. A 45-yarder.
I would say that's very similar. It was a buck 30 at the 20.
Last week at the Texans. Ball at the New England 24. Backed up even more. Less time. Minute 31. Drove them down for a 52-yard field goal. 3 for 3.
So why on Sunday did we decide to shut that down?
How was protection against the Texans? How was Randy Gregory?
So
maybe your quarterback wasn't feeling great on the sideline. Like he just got his chest caved in series before. So you're looking at him saying, he's not right. Maybe we need 20 minutes here to get him right. It's all part of it.
It feels like they're managing just to have it look as good as possible instead of opening up the possibility for risk and for bad things happen.
So he didn't crap himself on three separate occasions.
I guess
similar.
Losing by six makes them feel good on Sunday. I guess because we started to hear this from players a little bit. I thought we heard it a little bit today with Kendrick Bourne that these close losses against Tampa Bay and Dallas, and you said Ted Johnson made reference to this, right? Of some way,
yeah. Just knew that you get the rug pulled out from under you in a tight game like that. The Bills going to go to the podium and say, "You know, got to coach better, got to play better, got to manage situations, got to do all this stuff better." And Ted's, I was floored to hear him say, "Hey, we went toe to toe with them for 60 minutes.
Toe to toe, like who cares? I don't care if you go toe to toe. I care if you win or lose. And if you lose, I want you to be able to walk away from the field saying we did everything in our power to try and give ourselves a win, and we just couldn't do it."
Does he feel
like we did everything we could possibly do? We threw the whole kitchen sink at them.
Does he feel his team needs to hear that? That's another question.
Sad state of affairs.
Like, I can't be hard on them like I have been on other teams I've had. They can't take that. You know, go back to that 09 year. I just can't get them to play right. Brady's like, we didn't want to lose. No, we can't do it.
We didn't want to risk losing by three scores because then that would feel bad. It's better to feel better and lose by six. It's better to lose on just a touchdown in overtime. And be able to say we went toe-to-toe for 60 minutes. We were toe-to-toe. We hung with the Buccaneers, too. Did you see that one? Okay.
Top two offenses.
Congratulations.
The league right there.
Hope you get a trophy for that. Hope you get something for that. Maybe a plaque for the office.
I got lit up for 455.
Toe-to-toe with the Cowboys, 2021. I know that somebody's now going to Photoshop a trophy for us. Or plaque.
Jake.
Make it. Put it together. Tweet it.
Jake getting the Colts billboard. Banner.
Man, oh man. Here are the headlines with Hardy. He's got you covered here at the top of this hour. Fourth and final hour is on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.